Okay, about ready?
Yep.
All right, so I'll
ready.
This first one, I'll start us off, and the next one we need to pick somebody else to start us off. So okay, just like. Oh.
All right,
ready? Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. Today, our topic will be, why are we friends, Jay?
Well, that is a very complicated topic, and it has many twists and turns.
many twists and turns, dips and dives.
It involves a gyroscope and me having a buzz cut and many other interesting things.
The gyroscope was crucial. That was the catalyst.
The catalyst, yeah.
If you don't know what a gyroscope is, it's basically a thing. It's like a top, except it's got a frame, and you pull a rope really fast, and then it like balances.
They can balance on anything.
Yeah,
basically.
It's really cool.
It always orients itself in the same way.
Yeah, so you can like balance it on a pencil, and it's interesting. Anyway, so the first time you remember seeing me was when? When did you recognize that I was a human being on Earth?
that you existed?
Yeah, because we did not become friends immediately when we met. It was more of a, like a process.
Yeah, like I didn't even notice Colton, even though we'd been around each other for a good long while.
It was a long time. Well, it felt like to me that it was a while. I think after looking back on it, I think that it was a while, but at the time, we really didn't know that each other existed that much.
We should probably start out with saying how long we've been friends. How long have we been friends?
2012 is when we started hanging out, I think, so that's almost 10 years.
About nine.
It's been a while.
Yeah, about 9 years.
We've pretty much grown up
together. Yeah, pretty much. We've ever since 2012, we've pretty much been, I mean, we've been, we were together pretty much every day
from 2012 to what, like 2014?
Yeah, for 2 years we saw each other like every single day, and then after that we didn't see each other as much, and over the years I've moved away and then moved back, and so it was a longer commute, so we didn't see each other as much. But for a while there, we lived right next to each other, and we hung out every day.
Just walked each other's house every day.
Yeah, just walked, biked. I biked so much at that point. Like every day I was biking around the neighborhood, going to your house, walking barefoot down the road.
Yeah, like yesterday we drove by and saw Colton walking down our road. So.
Yeah, that's not a normal occurrence anymore. Used to, that would have been totally normal. We were in the same neighborhood, and I'd just be walking down the road, and we'd just meet literally anywhere.
But as far as how we became friends, I guess I noticed Colton for the first time and realized him as a person back in, what was that, 2012 or 20? It must have been 2012.
It probably was early 2012.
I don't think it was 2011 still. Was there a Christmas party? I noticed him at art class. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
I noticed him at art class, and my first impression to him was, we were just talking about this earlier, so he already knows, but my first impression of him was, he's about the same age as me. He looks a little bit like me. He's probably painting better than me, and he's probably going to challenge my artwork.
Hey, guess what, guys? I was not painting better than him. He had been in art class for, like, years, and he had, like, the natural talent to paint, and I was just like, oh, art class, that'd be fun. my sister's going, so I'll go.
But see, I didn't know this. I thought maybe he had been painting forever, and
yeah,
he had that artist look to him. He had the long hair, and I don't know.
I might have had even longer hair then.
Yeah, really, I think you did. Hmm. And I remember you the first time I looked at you, and our eyes locked. And I was kind of uncomfortable. He was like,
he was very thinking about this a lot.
I was a different kind of kid. I was kind of, I don't know, uncomfortable. Hmm. I was a homeschooler, and
I think my impression of you was just like, oh, I know this kid from our homeschooling groups or something, and he looks just like his brother.
Yeah.
At the time, they looked, to me, I could not tell them apart. They looked identical to me. I didn't know which one was which. I just knew they both could paint. And at the time, y'all were both pretty into it, weren't you?
Yeah, I never really picked it up like Jay did. He just had the natural talent to, like, you know, you have to have that 3D view in art. Yeah.
Well, to me, y'all both look like expert painters, because I was
I was not.
I was a novice. I'm still a novice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't think, man, I should challenge this man to an art duel.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought was going on. You were looking me in the eyes like, oh yeah, I'm gonna paint better than you, brother.
Hey, brother.
I even walked around and was like, look at your paintings and stuff.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Huh. Did I comment on it?
I don't remember. I think he might be like, yeah, that's cool. But in my mind, I was kind of like, oh, so he's like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I wonder if I should go see what he's doing.
I should see what the competition is.
Yeah.
No, that was not my thought process at all.
I don't know why I thought like that. I guess just because you look like a similar human being to myself. So naturally, you must be as good at painting and probably better.
Yeah, but we saw each other like increasingly often between the homeschooling groups and art class.
Yeah.
And we never spoke. Like, I was at the time, I made friends decently well. So, like,
yeah.
I was like, this dude is not my friend. Why?
Well, see, here's the story to it, though, because up until that day at art class, I'd seen Colton off and on for a long time at different homeschool outings.
Yeah.
And I just never really put two and two together at that point that he was the same kid I'd been around, because I didn't really notice him. He was just another one of the kids at the groups. And he had really long hair at some of the other occasions. So,
I mean, that was kind of the same experience I had. But after being like seeing you so much, I started to be like, okay, this kid's everywhere. Like we've got to talk or something. This wasn't like a conscious thought process. It was just like, oh, this kid's there. We should talk. But it wasn't until we were at the state park where we did our homeschool meetups.
Yeah.
That for some reason I had brought a gyroscope that I had gotten. I don't even remember who gave it to me. It was probably my grandmother. I think she bought it at Cracker Barrel for me. And I was just carrying it around like everywhere, and I was doing stuff with it. And I remember distinctly, we were sitting at a long table, and you were playing, like, your DS, I think.
Yeah, I think I had a DS.
Yeah, and I was, like, I was all sly. I got it out, and I pulled it, and I had a pencil, and I started balancing on the pencil, and he started, like, looking at me.
Yeah. Well, I should also say this. Back then, I had a buzz cut. I was, what, 12 years old?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why, but all the pictures Colton's showing me of that day and like that time period, I look so sad.
Yeah,
like,
you were just
I was sitting at the table just like on my DS looking all sad.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. I don't know why I was like, this will get this kid's attention.
And I remember when Colton did that, I looked over and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that was basically what happened. But for some reason we started talking about it or something. So what exactly happened between the time that you saw the gyroscope and us actually becoming friends? Because I don't really remember what happened after that.
I do.
You do?
I think. I remember a good bit of it.
Okay. Well, let's hear it, because I don't remember
It might
this.
Be the parts you remember, though. I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
But I remember. So after that, we kind of just talked for a minute about the gyroscope and how it worked. Because we were kind of antisocial homeschoolers at this point. We had ran a small circle within our homeschool group.
Yeah.
So we were like nerding out over the gyroscope, basically, like how it works and all.
Yeah.
And I remember Colton being like, it's so simple, but it's so entertaining. You
know? Yeah, that sounds like something I'd say.
Yeah. But I remember after that, it wasn't long after that we didn't really, I don't think we talked for a while. And then,
yeah, we might not have.
Yeah. And then it was around that time that we were moving to a different house. Me and my mom and Clay, we were moving houses. So, I remember she was like, why don't we call Colton and see if he wants to, or no, I know what it was. The first time
we came over to your house.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. First, I remember talking about Minecraft at the homeschool group. I remember, because you were wearing a Minecraft shirt, and I was playing Minecraft.
That was at art class.
Oh, that was at art class?
That's what I was talking about, the Christmas party. I don't think it was a Christmas party. I think it was just, we were, or it might have been, there was some event where we met up at our art teacher's house over there.
Yeah.
And I was sitting playing Minecraft, and you're like, "Oh, you play Minecraft? Sweet." And I was wearing a Minecraft. I was wearing a Minecraft shirt. It was a creeper on it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Huh, yeah, I can see you like Minecraft by your shirt." I remember that.
I said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you sat down in the recliner chair there, and you're like, "You into magic?"
I asked if you were into magic.
You're like, "You into magic?"
I was like, "That's odd because you were into magic."
Yeah,
right?
I was like, actually, I was really into magic tricks at that point.
Odd.
Yeah,
like,
you had the Chris Angel magic kit.
Yeah, you had like you were like deep into magic.
Yeah, and you were like, "I'm into card tricks."
I don't think I talk like this.
Well, I'm into card tricks, guys. I'm into card tricks.
At what point did you stop seeing me as a devious devil that came to steal all of your art?
I didn't see you like that. At that point, I was like, "Oh, this guy likes magic. I like magic. That's pretty cool. Like we have the potential to be friends."
There was potential.
Yeah.
And what did we start talking about magic?
Yeah, we did at that point. At that place, we started talking about magic. And
did I show you a card trick?
You might have. I don't remember.
It's probably not a very good card trick. I was not great at magic.
I don't remember if you had cards with you or not, but we were talking about
it. I was
talking about it.
I'm sure about it. I'm sure I had cards with me. Like,
you probably did. You probably actually showed me a trick, but I can't remember.
Huh. Whatever it was, it wasn't good. And then I don't understand how we went from kind of chatting to I came to your house at some point.
So I do remember that.
You remember I got to your house?
We were moving, and for some reason in the process of moving, my mom was like, "Hey, you want to go hang out with Colton from art class? He lives down the street."
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had caught a mole salamander. That was my first mole salamander I'd ever seen.
I think I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And I took it over there to show it to you.
I do. I haven't thought about that in years. Like, I totally forgot about the mole salamander.
Yeah, I took it over there and I was going to show it to you. I was like, "Check it out, it's a mole salamander." And I found it at my uncle's house. I was like, "I got to let it go somewhere because it was time to release it." So Colton was like, "I have a place."
I remember that.
And we walked into this drainage ditch behind his house. It's all polluted and contaminated. Now that I think back, it was an awful place to put a salamander.
The salamander probably died so fast.
Well, here's the thing, though. I remember when I put it in that ditch, and we walked away from it. I was like, "I wonder if that was a good place to put it or not."
Did we
it? Yeah. I sat down on your doorsteps. You sat down beside me, and you were like, "Hey, Jay, look at your shoulder." I looked over at my shoulder, and the salamander was sitting on my shoulder. And you were like, "Gotcha."
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well.
That drainage ditch was where our washing machine like let out all of its fluid.
Oh.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why you put it on my shoulder, because you were like,
I might have thought about that.
But we went down to the pond and let it go there, and that was a much better place. So.
Okay. I didn't remember if that. Yeah, there it is. I couldn't remember it. I thought we might have put it in. There is a spot beside the house with bushes, and I couldn't remember if we put it there or not. But we put it at the pond.
Yeah, we let it go like the edge of the pond in the swamp there.
So that's how. That's weird. My mom must have just told me, "Hey, Jay's coming over," and I was probably like, "Who's Jay?" No, I'm just kidding. No, that's. Did your mom call my mom and be like, "Hey, can Jay come over?"
I think so. And I think I was even like, "Colton, who's Colton?" And she's like, "You know, Colton from..."
It was not like, we did not make these plans.
No.
It just kind of happened.
No, it was definitely our mom.
Yeah.
Because my mom was like, "You're going to go to Colton's house." I was like, "What?"
Yeah, because I didn't invite him. My mom just kind of told me he was coming over.
Yeah.
Our moms orchestrated this.
Yeah.
They're probably like, "These are some lonely homeschoolers."
Yeah.
We need to do something about this.
I guess they probably saw us at art class like talking or something. But after that, I remember going over to your house because your house was amazing to me because you had a bearded dragon that you would walk around with it on your shoulder. You had Minecraft on the TV, which I thought was amazing. I didn't have that.
Yeah, we had Xbox.
Yeah. You had the blue and gold Xbox controllers.
Yeah, it was a Star Wars. It was a special edition Xbox.
Yeah, he had the special edition Star Wars Xbox. And you had a Lego table. I was like in awe of everything.
It was coincidentally all stuff that we both found interesting. Yeah. So Colton came over and he was like, whoa. We had a trampoline.
And a trampoline.
I think you had one too.
I think I did at that point. You also had like a pool. And I was amazed at the animals because I had one tarantula at that point. That was the only exotic pet I had. And I did not consider myself an exotic pet keeper. But you had several exotic pets. You had
I had
Sarlacc at that point.
Yeah, I had my sand boa.
Kenyan sand boa. You had the bearded dragon.
And I had...
You had salamanders.
I had salamanders. Mm-hmm. I think that might have been all I had at that
point. Did you have the ball python at that point?
No, that was way after the ball python. Hmm. I think I had salamanders, I had the boa, and the bearded dragon.
Yeah, and then I remember around that time, you got Dragon and Copper whenever they were young, and you gave Copper to...
That might have been a good while after we actually had become friends, but it was still earlier in our friendship. So, like, after that, we hung out, but then you were moving immediately after, and for some reason, I came to help you move. And I don't remember if you guys asked me to or if my mom was just like, you should go help him move. I don't remember what it was.
Well, I think between that time and that time, I think we kind of hung out in the neighborhood.
Did we? Because,
you know, I think it was that time period where we started. Well, no, it wasn't when we started the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. No, because I'd already moved over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember hanging out a whole lot in between when I went over to your house and when you moved. Like, maybe we did a little bit.
I think you came over to my house again or something.
Maybe I did.
Because that was the same time Daniel came over. Mm. And then when you helped us move, you met Matt and Jared.
Yeah. So after that, I just kind of started. We must have found some interest exploring the neighborhood or something like that. Because after that, I was coming over to your house quite often.
Yeah,
because
I was moving into a new neighborhood. I didn't know anything about it. So you kind of showed me around.
Which is funny because it was basically the same neighborhood looking back on it. Like, it's. You can literally walk from your old house to your new house. Like,
yeah, but here's the funny thing. I didn't even know that neighborhood existed.
Yeah.
It's like, literally right down the road, and, like, it's so close.
We had driven through it, but I didn't know, like, I'd never been over there. So when I got there, I was like, this is so different and weird. But it was right down the road from the house we were living at, really. Yeah.
At that time, I was actually not allowed to go anywhere down in that neighborhood or anything. So
to where we were living.
So at that time was around the time my mom started letting me walk down the road by myself, and like I was allowed to walk to your house.
I remember there were certain roads we couldn't walk on for some reason. It was like your boundaries, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I had boundaries that I couldn't go past because they were either main highways or not main highways, but like they were busier highways.
Yeah.
Kind of had to stay in that neighborhood. And so that was like a big deal to me. Like I got to actually go outside of my yard because I just pretty much stayed in that yard for, pretty much always.
I mean, I guess I stayed in mine too because up until that point, I didn't even know the rest of the neighborhood existed. So.
Yeah, but it kind of opened up a new world to us. It was the neighborhood that we explored. We spent so much time exploring the neighborhood and
we found the creek.
After that, we were kind of just like, it was kind of just understood that we were like best friends.
Yeah,
like,
it was kind of weird. It happened really fast.
Like it was not long after we met that we were like, okay, this is a thing now.
Yeah.
We're hanging out every day, and we started our first YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? I'm pretty sure it was probably yours because...
I was the YouTube guy at that point, yeah.
I thought if I put my name and face on YouTube, I was going to get murdered or something. I didn't realize that it was like a thing that normal people did. Yeah. I thought that it was something that only certain people did or whatever. Mm. I didn't realize that it was an option.
Yeah, because before we started doing the nature stuff, we did the Nerf sword fights.
That's right.
That's what we did first.
We started a YouTube channel and we would do skits with, well, I say skits. It was, I use the word skits very loosely, but we basically, I found out that you, that you did martial arts.
Yeah.
And that was another big thing. I was like, I've always wanted to do martial arts.
Yeah. And you did Colton Fu.
Colton Fu.
I remember your made your martial art that you made.
Colton Fu. I had no structure, nothing. It was just kind of like whatever I did that was considered Colton Fu. At the time, I thought I was something bad, like after hanging out with y'all and we would sword fight and stuff. And I thought I was the big mamma jamma. I thought I was, like, obviously y'all trained, so I didn't think I was as good as y'all. But like at the time, I thought that I was bad. I thought that our group was like a bad group,
a bad group.
I remember there was the motto was we bully the bullies.
Yeah. I haven't thought about that. I love talking about this because I have not thought about this stuff in years.
And I was going with you and I was like, yeah, we bully the bullies.
We bully the bullies.
I was like 4 feet tall.
Yeah. Clay, it's a little bit different story with Clay because he was just kind of the little brother that we tolerated.
Yeah. But we can get to that a little bit later.
Well, Clay, let's just say Clay was a very different kid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very different kid.
He took his concentration pills. I think we were both on medicine at that point to calm us down.
Wild child.
Honestly, I think at first I thought y'all were like odd human beings because like yo did some stuff totally different than I was used to. Like I thought it was, I think I remember thinking it was odd y'all took medication to calm you down. I was like,
they're on drugs.
No, I didn't think
they're on dope amphetamines.
I was just like, these are some odd human beings. They do martial arts, they keep reptiles, and they take medicine to calm them down and make them go to sleep. I was like, this is so weird, but I mean, in hindsight, it wasn't really that weird. You were pretty, well, I mean, you weren't, we weren't, none of us were normal by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't like this. We were pretty similar in most aspects.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of coming up around the time you moved for the first time.
Well, it was a long time, like two years. We were inseparable. Like every day we were.
People thought we were brothers.
People thought we were brothers. I remember one time. No, that was different. That was a different time. I was thinking of another friend. One time I told a kid that me and one of my friends were brothers, and then he moved away the next day, and I never got the chance to tell him that we weren't brothers, and I felt so bad because I lied to him. I was thinking that was you, but that was actually Caden. That was Caden that I told him that people were brothers. But I do remember people thought we were brothers. People thought, like, we were, I don't know what they thought Clay was. I guess they thought we were just all three brothers.
Yeah,
I was the,
you were the young brother that we tolerated for a little while, and then we would always, honestly, we were probably pretty mean to him.
But here's the thing. So this is what, I'll give you my perspective during this time. So they started hanging out, and I was like, yeah, I'd go around with them sometimes, and it would be cool. I remember the tree forts, or the forts we would make in the woods. I would go and do that. But at this time, he lived right down the road. For some reason, I had this weird, like, thing about staying at other people's houses that I didn't like.
You wouldn't come over to my house, would
you? No, I wouldn't.
I remember that. He would not come over to my house.
Clay had a thing about going to other people's houses.
Yeah. That was weird. That was a weird time.
Yeah.
I do remember that because, like, you did not want to come over to my house at all.
Yeah, I would go, and I remember one time I would go over for, like, maybe 10 minutes and be like, Jay, you ready to go?
Yeah. Then he would leave.
And now leave, yeah. But yeah. And I remember y'all created the Sidewinders YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We need to go back and talk about that because it was the Nerf sword fights.
Started as Nerf sword fights.
And then we started exploring the creek, and one day we saw a gar in the creek, and
The gar episode. That was the first episode. I basically filmed it on my smartphone, which had terrible video quality. And we were
in portrait mode. Don't forget
that. In portrait mode. I don't even know if it's on our YouTube channel anymore, but we went and planned to go catch the gar. It was like a whole ordeal.
Yeah, because when I first moved there, I was like, we were exploring the neighborhood, and I was like, there's a gar in the creek. So
what's a gar?
I was so excited, and I was like, we got to catch it, dude.
Yeah.
And you're like, we'll do it.
I don't think I knew what a gar was at the time.
Really?
I think you had to explain to me what, like, show me what a gar was, and I saw it had teeth.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Because you went home and researched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, that it's a big fish, you know, and yeah. I was like, I have a cast net. I wonder if we can catch it in that.
Yeah.
So, so I remember we both went home and we went to sleep, and then I guess Colton researched it, and the next day Colton came over like first thing in the morning. I remember he came in, sat down on the couch, and he pulled out his phone and showed me a picture of a gar with the teeth sticking out, and he was like, this is what we're up against.
Oh.
It was like a whole mission.
We had a plan, and we went and how do we know which part of the creek had the gar in it?
I think we kind of had to figure it out because I don't think they were in the same place we saw them before.
Hmm. I remember seeing the gar. I mean, I know how, like, you know, gar float on, kind of go on the top of the water, and what was that?
It's been recording for so long it went off.
Oh, okay. It's fine. Okay. We still have two cameras left. But, yeah, I just kind of started filming on a whim, I think. Like, I just wanted to show it to my family.
Yeah.
And then how did we go from doing that to being on YouTube?
Well, we had the channel for the Nerf sword fights.
Yeah.
And it was probably named something else.
It might have been.
I think it was. It was named something else.
Because why would it be named Sidewinders?
But after we started, we found the gar. I don't know how we decided to switch all the way to nature stuff.
I just remembered what I think it was named. Monkey Fist.
We had another channel named Monkey Fist.
We did? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, but that might have been what it started as.
I think it started out called Monkey Fist.
Because we made a second channel called Monkey Fist.
Yeah.
Which
I totally forgot about. It's somewhere on YouTube.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it's at.
We need to look at that. I don't even know
if I could find it. But, yeah, so we started the YouTube channel, and Monkey Fist, and for some reason we changed it to Sidewinders. I don't remember why. Probably because we were started to do nature stuff.
We did nature stuff, and I remember one day we were at our house in our tree fort, or at my house in our tree fort, and we were brainstorming. We're like, what could we call it? What sounds cool? And we just talked about it for a while, and I was like, Sidewinders.
Sidewinders. That's a good, and it stuck. That was our posse name.
Yeah.
That was like our group name. We called ourselves the Sidewinders, and it went on from there.
Yeah.
We just kept recording videos. They weren't very good. But we kept recording video, kept making new videos. You would edit them, and we'd post them, and then we thought we were the stuff. We thought that we had
in our eyes, our equipment was like this.
We
had all the stuff. In reality, it was just a laptop that we recorded on. And our smartphones.
Our first videos were literally recorded on a laptop camera.
Yeah.
We would put the laptop on like a bench.
And it fell off the stairs one time.
Yeah, that was literally our camera. That and my phone. But at first, when we started recording the skits, like the sword fighting skits, it was literally just a laptop.
Yeah.
And we set it up. Yeah.
That's right. We took the laptop and like put it in the woods and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We took the laptop to the creek. And we'd set up, because our inspiration was Rhett and Link. We'd set the camera up on on a stair rail.
Yeah.
We set the camera up, the computer up on the stair rail. And then we'd sit on the bench, and Clay would sit in the middle. You would sit on one side. I would sit on the other. And we would record videos Rhett and Link style, except with animals. Like, we would do our daily... Well, it wasn't daily, but we would do our talk show with animals and show what we had.
It was horrible, guys.
But it was so much fun to us.
Yeah.
It was basically the precursor to this right here.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. In a lot of ways. And I remember instead of the Wheel of Mythicality, we would draw names. We would draw things out of the hat. Like
from
prompts,
a hat.
And we had to... to do weird stuff.
I don't think half of those episodes made it to the light of day. Like, I don't think they're on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, and I think
that computer's
we cut a lot of
gone, isn't it?
The computer, we still have it.
You do? We should look at those videos.
There was
really should. I bet they're on there.
There was one case where we drawed a thing out, and it said you have to push up this electric flashlight, and it was like a prank flashlight. It would shock you when you try to turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled out, and we did it at the beginning of the video instead of at the end, because we typically would do it at the end, but this time we were like, we'll change it up, and we'll just do it at the beginning. I pulled it out, and I saw it, and I was like, no, I ain't doing this. I'm going to redraw it. And you're like, no, we're going to do it. I was like, I'm out. So I just left, and I was not in that video. Yeah. For the rest of it.
Clay demanded to be in the video.
Yes.
What about the Clay drama in Sidewinders?
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. So we had our group, and there was this whole initiation to get into the club. We were basically like a club.
We made a scroll that had the initiation.
A scroll with initiation, yeah.
And we would bury it, or y'all would bury it in the woods, and you'd have to dig it up or something.
Every time we had a new kid that would join our Sidewinders crew, we would go dig up the scroll and unroll it. And I remember that.
Do you remember making the scroll?
Yeah, like we took some construction paper.
I took construction paper and nurse tape.
Yeah, and taped it together.
We didn't have a long enough piece of paper, so we taped two pieces of construction paper together.
Took two pieces of like palmetto fronds and rolled it around that for the sticks in there. And we took this paper, we burned it.
We burned the edges.
We soaked it.
We put it in water. We actually took it outside and put it in dirt and rubbed dirt all over.
Rubbed dirt all over.
I don't know how this piece of paper stayed together because we
I still have
people.
It.
Mm-hmm. You still have it?
I still have it. It's put away in storage, but yeah,
I still have it. We should read that on Dreamcast.
And if you can still read it.
This is a little off topic, but Chase and Tanner, that you remember we took them out there and we were like,
I was not a part of that. I went when we initiated Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was a part of the one with Chase and Tanner. I was like, dang, they went without me.
Yeah,
that's right. But yeah, I took them out into the at that time they couldn't go in the woods. I don't think so.
They were like me. They couldn't. They had boundaries.
Yeah, and that or they just didn't want to. And I took them to the place.
It was the swamp.
Yeah,
they would have to get their feet wet and everything.
Yeah, and I waded out into the swamp because it was underwater at that point, and we had a tree that had a metal cobra head sticking out of it.
Just the cane, it was a cobra head from a cane. We're going to have to make a part two to this because we have so many, even the cane has its own backstory.
Yeah.
Because we broke, the head of the cane got broke off, and so we stabbed it was a cobra head, it was a sword cane, and it was a head of a cobra was the handle. And then it had a sword inside the cane, and somehow that sword got broken. And so we just took this cobra head.
Jammed it into a tree.
We jammed it into a tree that had a hole in it. And then we took the scroll, put it inside.
It was in a capsule.
Yeah, it's like a Chex Mix container or something.
Yeah.
We put it inside this capsule, closed it. It was not waterproof at all. But we stuck it in this, when it was dry, we went in and stuck it in this tree. And then it flooded with water. And then we had to go search for it. We had to look for the cobra head.
Yeah.
And we finally found the cobra head. This was when Austin was initiated into the group. Found this cobra head and went in and we reached up. I thought it was going to be gone, honestly. I didn't think it was going to still be there. We reached under there and it was still there. I remember taking it back and so delicately opening it up and unrolling it and reading the rules of Sidewinders.
It was like, it was weird, dude. It was like,
no cussing.
No, well, I like that obviously. Yeah, no cussing. Like that wasn't the weird part though. It was like, you have to hold a tarantula. You have to hold a snake. Mm-hmm. You have to jump in the creek.
Yeah, you have to jump in the creek.
Every time you see a Canadian goose, you have to salute it and say, Charles!
That's the story for another time.
We
had a poor goose that we thought needed our help that we tried to help. His name was Charles. But anyway, what was the other that story did not end well. What was the other rules? Let's see, the Charles one, no cussing, hold a tarantula, hold a snake, jump in the creek. I feel like it was something else.
Oh, say oh my gar instead of oh my gosh.
Oh my gar. Yeah, that was a thing we did. Oh my gar. Because of the gar that we caught.
When we caught the gar, Colton's like, oh my gar.
And so all the time after that, we always said, oh my gar. That's so cringy.
They really, oh my gar.
We had little sayings like that only made sense to us.
Like the word kangaroo and Aborigines was... I means don't I don't know because someone, an explorer, whatever, asked him asked an Aboriginal person what the animal was, and they were like, kangaroo.
I don't know.
So after that, every time we said, I don't know, we would say, kangaroo.
We had so many cringy sayings. Oh my God, it's got to be the cringiest one. Yeah. No, that has got to be the worst one.
We basically spoke another language for two years there.
At one point, we tried to speak another language because we would speak backwards. That's how we came up with our YouTube names. Well, your YouTube name was Snake Charmer. Yeah. My YouTube name was my name spelled backwards because in our secret language, which was basically you just spelled every word backwards, Colton became Netlock. So that became my stage name, yeah. Netlock.
Mine was just my username off of Xbox Live.
Yeah, SnakeCharmer20. Still is your username on Instagram. So if you want to find him on Instagram.
SnakeCharmer20.
Ironically, mine was Gyro.
And you had nothing to do with the Gyro.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with
because you bought a Gyro.
I did afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a long time after, I feel like. For some reason, we got interested in gyroscopes again. I had that gyroscope in a plastic box glued shut. So that I can't take it out and lose any of the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's only two pieces, but I have it like framed basically.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a Rubik's Cube container because it fit perfectly in it. And, or not a Rubik's Cube container. It was a container it came in actually. I just glued it shut.
Yeah, we should get that and put it in here sometime.
Yeah.
I actually have it in a bucket that I was planning on burying for a time capsule, but that actually might make a cool prop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we could put props back there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are at 36 minutes, and I said we should not go over 30. So.
Oh, we did. But this definitely needs a part two, I think.
We got to make more stories because we need to remember where we left off. We're kind of jumping all over the place.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through, though.
I enjoy talking about this kind of stuff so much because I don't remember it all. And every time I hear y'all talk about it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I did not remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll basically to finish off what my part was, I was the annoying little kid, but... And I wanted to be so bad a part of the Sidewinders gang. I wanted to be a leader.
Me and Jay were the leaders.
We were the leaders.
But the ironic thing was, I remember them telling me this. The reason why I couldn't be a leader was because there would be no one else in the group that would be.
We had to have somebody
leader.
Yes. We had to have somebody to rule.
Yeah.
We said he could be a general and we'd be the leaders.
So then I got a stick and I was like, this is the general stick. And I remember,
you hated being a general.
We made up the term. We were like, you're a general because you can't be a leader.
But then I had like this heartfelt, I had a friend or something, and I was like, this guy's a cool guy. I'm going to pass on the general stick to him.
You gave up the general stick?
But I didn't ever do it, I don't think.
I don't remember that.
But I don't know. Maybe it was Tanner. I don't remember.
I don't know. That's awesome. We got to do a part two to this because I want to keep talking about this. But we're at 37 minutes now. We're almost at 40 minutes, and I don't want us to run out of space. We've already lost a camera, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been fun, guys. We got to do this again.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we will do this again. Obviously, it's a show, so like... It's going to be hopefully one coming out every week. On what day should we post these? Saturdays?
I don't know.
Sundays? Mondays? Tuesdays? I don't know.
Maybe Wednesdays. Just put it right in the middle.
Wednesdays would be an odd day.
Yeah.
Fridays.
But it may work. Anyway, guys, thank you for watching. We'll catch you on the next one. What's our outro going to be? We haven't came up with anything definite. Like it's just been audio, so we've just been kind of ending it however we want.
Charles,
and we will see you guys later.
Charles,
goodbye.
Bye. All right.
Cool.
Oh, God.